Northampton Kollel, Shir given on Tehillim, chapter Yud Zayin. This is Pasuk Gimel, and the Shir has been given on Sunday, November the 7th, 2010, Lamed Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Ayin Aleph, and of course it's first day Rish Chodesh today. So, Tehillim, chapter Yud Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. Bachanta Libi, you have examined my heart. Pokadata Laila, you tested me, or maybe you visited me, or maybe you punished me, Laila, at night. Tsaraftani, you refined me, Valtimtsa, you didn't find. Zamosi, my thoughts, or my thought, Bal Ya'avar Pi, should not cross my mouth, or will not cross my mouth. So hard to translate these psukim when they have so many different meanings. Okay, once again, Bachanta Libi, you tested my heart. Pakadata Laila, you visited me at night. Tiraftani, you refined me. Valtimtsa, you didn't find. Zamosi Balyavarpi, Zamosi Balyavarpi, my thoughts shall not cross my mouth. So the first thing to realize is Rashi's Pshat, which goes along with what we've said all along so far, namely that this chapter is all about David's reaction to having taken Bathsheba. And Rashi learns that we learnt before, he's saying that he wants his judgment, we saw in Pasuk Beis, the judgment should go away from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should ignore my judgment, don't punish me for this. And Rashi learns that this, the whole basis of this is because of the Pasuk says, Bachanta Libi Pokadata Laila, you visited me or you tested me at night. Why? What's the connection tonight? So the answer is that, okay, sorry, send me a calendar, sorry, all right, I'll leave it there. What's the idea about night here? Well, this really it relates to a Pasuk in Shmuel Beis. It's chapter Yud Aleph Pasuk Beis. It's the beginning of the story about Bathsheba, where the Pasuk says, Vayihin it was le'isa erev, as it came to night time. Vayokom David me'al mishkover, David got up from his bed, Vayishalech al gag beis ha-melech, and he went for a walk along the royal roof, the roof of the royal palace. Vayar isha rochetzes me'al ha-gag, and from the roof he saw a woman who was washing, Vayishat avas ma'ariya me'od, and the woman was extremely beautiful. And that's the introduction to the story of Bathsheba, and then later on he took Bathsheba. So the idea being by Hila Es Ha Erev, it was at night time. So that relates to our pasuk which says Pokadata Laila, you tested me at night time. That's how Rashi learns.
Well, if he saw her at night.
He saw her at night time, that's right. The and Rashi explains how the whole chapter is based on is all about David asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forget the whole business and forgive the whole business over Bathsheba, and it's based on this Pokadata Laila. You tested me at night time. And so let's learn the Pasuk according to...
He's blaming Hashem.
Oh gosh, no, not at all. You tested me, okay, and I failed the test. I failed the test, he says, but now please forgive me for that.
Yeah.
See, he's asking for forgiveness for that. Yeah. So let's learn the Pasuk now according to Rashi. Bachanta Libi, you tested my heart. Bachanta Talaino, you tested me, you visited me at night time, tested me with the Nisayon of Bathsheba. Tzraftani, you refined me, Val Timtsa, and you did not find. And our question is, what did you not find? So he says, you didn't find anything good in me, because I failed miserably. That's how Rashi learns. Valtim, so you didn't find anything good in me. Zamosi, my thoughts, or my thoughts, Balyavarapi, should not cross my mouth. What does that mean? So Rashi learns this based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and I'll go through the whole Gemara in a second, that Zamosi, my thoughts, which thoughts are we talking about? The thoughts that I previously said to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please test me. And we've mentioned this on all the previous Pasukim. It's a Pasuk later on in Tehillim. It's chapter Kaf Vav, and it's Pasuk Beis, where, and you mentioned this actually, Louis, on the very first time we came to this, we did this chapter, where David says, Bechoneni Hashem, test me, v'naseni, and examine me, or test me. Tzarfach il yosai v'libi, examine or refine my innards and my heart. And we learned that this is where David invited a test. Yeah, he said, please test me. And now Rashi explains that this pasuk, our pasuk, Zamusi Ban Yavar Pi, my thoughts that I previously thought to myself, please test me, Ban Yavar Pi, that should not cross my lips again. I'm not going to do that again in a hurry. I'm not going to invite a test anymore in a hurry. That's how he invited the test. Yeah, he said, please test me. I want to prove my worth. Please test me. And then he failed. So he says, Zamosi, my thought. The word Zamosi is an expression of thought. We'll come back to that in a minute. My thought, by RRP, will not cross my lips again. I'm not going to ask ever again for a test. Because I asked once and I learned my lesson the hard way, and I'm not going to do it again. So I'm mostly by the RRP. What I think
it is in any way that it wasn't after all Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Yosef didn't have his name in the davening, and Moshe and Aaron. What made David and Melech think that it was his turn?
Yeah, hard to know. I can't answer that. Yeah, he's a Melech as a Melech. Okay. The Shaul had come before him. Yeah, and Moshiach would come from him, and Moshiach was going to come from him. Yeah, but it is strange. Why could he ever ask that? I don't know. Let's go through that whole Gemara. We've touched on that Gemara every time, but I think what we should do is actually tackle the whole Gemara in its entirety and go through that whole section of Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's Sanhedrin Kuzayin Amud Aleph. We'll get it in its entirety, especially as the Gemara quotes our pasuk. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Le'olam Al Yovi Adam Atzmeli Tehin Yisrael. A person should never invite testing upon himself. Shari David Melech Yisrael Hevi Atzmeli Tehin Yisrael, because David HaMelech, he invited Yisrael upon himself. V'nichshal, and he fell with that. He tripped up with that. What's the story? Omar Lefanov, he said before him, another said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mipnei Ma'or, Mimelekei Avraham, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov. Why is it that in davening we say Elekei Avraham, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov? But we don't say Elekei David. Don't say God of David. Why ever not? Omar, Hashem replied, Inhu min suli, they were tested by me, Va'at lemin asusli, and you were not tested by me. Amalafonov, so whereupon David said to him, said Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, b'chaneni v'naseini, go ahead please, do test me, examine me, v'naseini and test me, sh'ne'emar, b'chaneni Hashem v'naseini, that's the pasuk, Tehillim Kavav, pasuk Beis, don't test me. Now that was wrong to invite the test. Omar, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to him, okay, you want me to test you, minas nolach, I will test you. You're asking for it? I will. Va'avidna milsa ba'adoch. I'm going to do something with you. Delididhu lohodi lohodasindhu. That for them, I never forewarned them. I never informed them what I was about to do. You, v'ilu, whereas ana komudanaloch. I'm now going to inform you. I'm hereby informing you. Demansinoloch. That I'm going to test you with my erva on a matter of morality. Erva, I'm going to test you on that. So in other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to him, whenever I tested the others, I never told them what I would test them with. They were just tested, and they had to realize it was a test they had to pass. You, I'm here, my forewarning you, I'm going to test, and I'm even telling you what the test is going to be on. It's going to be on a matter of erva. Miyad, instantly, we have this pasuk in Shmuel Beis, chapter Yudalef, Vayhila Esarev, and it was at the evening time, Vayokom, David, Me'al Meshkova, David got up from his bed, Vagomer, etc., and that's the whole story, and he spotted this woman, she was washing herself, he saw her from the roof, and she was very beautiful, and hence the story of Bathsheba. Now, we're dashing this pasuk. What's this idea that David got up from his bed? Very strange. It's evening, and he's getting up from his bed. How can that be? Yeah? Normally people only...
The harp used to play, used to wake him up first.
Yeah, but that didn't happen until much, much later. That didn't happen later in the night. That happened until... That happened at Chatzos. Chatzos Laila, or maybe dawn. I can't remember. It's the beginning of Brachos. Yeah. But he... But the fact is now, it's only evening time, and he's getting up. That's a bit odd. A bit early to getting up. And that's the time that some people might be thinking about maybe soon, maybe possibly... going to bed, and yet he's getting up. What's all that about? Rabbi Huda, so Rabbi Huda explained, Shehafach Mishkava Shalayla LeMishkava Shalyom. He swapped his night bed for his day bed. What does that mean? It means that now that David has been warned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to be tested on a matter of erva, on a matter of morals or morality, he deliberately had relations with his wife during the day, in order that as and when the Yetzirah comes to him with a matter of erva, a matter of morality, that he will already have been satisfied and he will not be tempted. Now, of course, this goes against halacha, because halacha is the relations, marital relations, can only take place at night time.
Only at night time.
And yet he did it during the day. Yeah. But he did it for good reason, right? He did it for good reason in order to withstand the test. That was his plan, okay? So now that's why. He's just getting up from bed. That's why he's just getting up now, right? Because he swapped. He had Beor with his wife.
Although this isn't the same marriage lesson.
Yeah.
But just to clarify this, in the summertime, we know that a woman can't go to the mikveh until it's dark. But assuming that there is no issue about the woman having to go to the mikveh in Britain, when it doesn't get dark till 10:40, is that basically? Are you saying that daytime it's not allowed, even with thick curtains?
There's no way I can answer that, because I've got no idea. I do not know.
Can you create darkness with thick curtains?
I do remember learning some halachas about it, and I can't remember them. Yeah, you got to ask a shaleh than that. Somebody's a real expert on these halachas.
The next book,
I don't deal with halacha at all. I don't teach halacha to them. No, I leave the halacha to the people who know halacha. No, I just learn hadracha and just hanhaga with them, but not halacha. I'm very clear on that. I'm clear that I'm unclear on halacha. Yeah. No, but that's an important question, and it's going to be asked a shiny banner, so I don't know. Okay, so this is what David did, right? He swapped over the Mishkavah Shel Laila to Mishkavah Shel Yom, in order, for good reason, right? So he did this for good reason, so that he should be able to withstand the temptation. But there's a catch. V'nis alma mimenu halacha, but a halacha was hidden from him. In other words, he forgot about one particular halacha. What's the halacha? It's not really a halacha, it's more of a sort of a Jewish thought. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eiver Koton Yesh Ba'odom. A man has Eiver Koton, a small Eiver, a small organ. We're talking about the male organ. Maspio, if a man starves that organ, i.e. is very does not have relations a large number of times, many times, sort of all the time or constantly, ra'ev, then the organ is hungry. In other words, yeah. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Nochmal. Sorry, I got that wrong. Eiver Koton Yesh Ba'odom. A man has a small organ. We're talking about the male organ. Maspio, if the man satisfies, I got the translation wrong. Maspio, if the man satisfies that organ. In other words, if he has Bior many, many, many times, then ra'ev, then the organ is hungry. In other words, he's tempted all the more.
The more
he wants it.
Right.
Yeah? Ra'ev, it becomes hungry. Whereas, Marivo, if he starves it, Sovea. In other words, if he doesn't have Bior many, many times, then Sovea, then he's satisfied. Then the Aver is satisfied. Yeah? So what did David do? David says, I'll have Bior during the day, in order that I won't be tempted at night. It worked the opposite. It backfired. By having Bior during the day, yeah, that's Masbio, that's if you like, it's supplying the needs to the Aver. So the Aver becomes all the more hungry for more. Yeah? And therefore, he was tempted.
He made that mistake.
It was a good idea, but it didn't work. Yeah. I backfired on him. Let's just get a lotion again. The Nisalmo. Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's also
well, that because that idea, the rabbis know what works.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Once again, so this idea of getting up, he refers to bed for the day and the night. Then he had a good idea, but he forgot about this idea of either cotton yeshua odomachsbiya ra evmar umar evo savea. And then the pastor continues, we saw this pastor before, he went for a walk along the house of the royal palace. He saw this woman. What was the story? Bathsheba was washing her hair. She was cleaning her hair. In fact, the mufresh to say chalsa underneath I think it was a palm tree. And the palm tree blocked David's view of her. The Mephoshim says she was actually going to mikveh. She was going to mikveh. It was time for her to go to mikveh. She was going to mikveh to be tahura for her husband. Also, Satan, a Satan came along, idmele ketziparta, and the Satan took on the form of a bird, flying around that, or settling on the palm tree. Posak begira. So David took a, fired an arrow at the bird. I don't know why. He fired an arrow at the bird, poskalachalsa, and it didn't just hit the bird. It, or maybe it didn't hit the bird at all. But
his view of her.
Well, no, because the tree was blocking the view of her. The tree was blocking the view. The bird settled on the tree, and he fired an arrow at the bird, and the bird now hit the tree. Yeah. No. Sorry, the arrow. Did I say bird? Sorry, the arrow. Thank you. The arrow hit the tree. So, and it was all the Satan appearing as a bird. Pasah begira, and he fired an arrow at it. Poskal achalsa, and it hit the tree, and therefore it pierced the tree, and therefore iglaya, it revealed her. It's because now the blockage. Yeah, he got rid of the blockage. The thing that had constricted his view. That's it. Or the branches.
Yeah,
it hit a leaf. Maybe it's a large leaf. And it now went through the leaf, and so now he had a clear view. The obstruction had gone. The arrow pierced the obstruction. The chazia, and he saw her. Miad, immediately, the next pasuk says, "Vayishtach David, vayidrish le'isha." And then Tommy sent a message and he sought her out. Halozos Bathsheva Bas Eliom Ishes Uriah Hachiti. This is Bathsheva, the daughter of Eliom, the daughter of Uriah the Chiti. Vaishlachtav Malochim Aikocheho. And then David sent messengers and he took her. Vatovoelov, she came to him. Vayishkav Imo, he slept with her. Vihimis Kadeshis Mutumosa. That's it, the Gemara says it. Vihimis Kadeshis Mutumosa. She. And nothing else supposed to catch you. Vatoshov El Beisa, she went back to her home. Vahainu Dichsiv, and this is the pshat in our pasuk, quoting our pasuk, Bochanto Libi, you tested my heart, or you examined my heart. Pokadato Laila, you tested me at night time. Tiraftami, you examined me, or you refined me. Valtimtso, and you didn't find anything good. As Rashi learns, you didn't find anything good about in me. And now as I fail this test, and now we come to another punchline. Zamosi balya avorpi. My thoughts should not cross my mouth. What's shut in this last phrase? Zamosi, my thoughts balya avorpi should not cross my mouth. Omar, he said, David said, Echu zamama. Echu is like halavai. I wish zamama, a muzzle, nofal, had fallen before me demand asanili on the mouth of the one who hates me. Now, the one who hates me is actually a euphemism for himself. He's talking in the third person about himself. He's saying, I wish a muzzle would have fallen onto my mouth. In other words, I wish I'd kept my mouth shut. I wish I hadn't said what I said. Velo omar ki ho milsa. I wish I hadn't said that thing that I said. What did I say? It's what I said in Tehillim chapter Kavvov. Bechoneni, test me. Hashem v'naseni, and test me. That time when I invited a test upon myself, I wish a muzzle had blocked my mouth so that I couldn't say what I said. You're right, Lee, you look very troubled by it.
You're saying you don't ask. Exactly, regretting it.
I should never have said it, and I hope I'll never say anything like that again. And I'm saying, I wish at the time a muzzle had blocked my mouth. What's the matter, Lou? You got problems on this?
Yeah, I'm going a little bit on the Gemara. You said she
went to mikveh for her husband.
Yes.
He divorced her.
No. He divorced her because he was out fighting.
But he wasn't. She wasn't going up to prepare herself to be with him because he was divorced. She didn't know he was. The king had sent for him to come back.
Well, hang on. No, he hadn't yet sent him to come back. He was away. Actually, he was away fighting, and he had given the divorce before going out to war, but those divorces were always conditional.
Therefore, she wasn't prepared, going to mikveh to be with her husband, because she had no husband.
Yeah, because he was away.
So therefore, you go with the melech. If there was a divorce, it's not the decision of Vera.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. The Gemara is very clear.
Why did she go to the mikveh when her husband was away?
I don't remember the halacha, but I think a woman goes to mikveh even if her husband's away. Why not? He could come back today, he could come back tomorrow. So let's say, so when he comes back, she'll be Torah. Yeah?
The second time he comes back.
Exactly.
We're okay.
Absolutely.
No going on.
Absolutely, she won't be nitto.
And the woman, her husband's away for a long period of time. Every month she goes to the mikveh.
In case he comes back.
Not only because of that, because of her own. She's got to make a service to her.
Why would, what's the, now, well, nowadays there's no karbonis, no kodshim, no trimmer, why would she have to make herself to her? I think not because of other reasons, only in case the husband comes back.
In the time of the temple.
That's because you had karbonis and taurus and
kodshim. Question I was asking, if she goes to the mikveh, she's a frum lady.
Oh, yeah.
So how can she go with David HaMelech then?
Yeah, well, she didn't have a lot of choice in the matter, right? He was the king and he sent messages for her. She didn't have a lot of choice in the matter.
Impelled to go,
Probably. Yeah. But let's remind ourselves, Kala, Ome David Chot, anyone who says that David made a sin is a mistake. Yeah, he didn't really.
There's more to it than meets the eye.
Oh, gosh, yes. This is a huge parasha, this. Yeah. Yes. Now, yeah, but the reason why the pasuk says that she was becoming Tahorah is to make it clear that one thing that David certainly did not do wrong is he didn't take her when she was a nidah. That's for sure. She was not a nidah, right? So that's absolutely for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Let's come back to this phrase about Zamama. It's a beautiful notion here. Dashning Zamosi Bani Avarpi. Eichuza Amma. This is the Amma. He said, Eichu, I wish the mama nofal b'pumei demand asanili. I wish a muzzle had fallen on into the mouth of the person who hates me, meaning himself. He says, I made this terrible mistake, as though I'm my own worst enemy. I said, I never have said that. And now he's davening, I should never say such a thing again. Yeah, for sure. But he's saying, I should never make such a mistake again. He did teshuva and he was certainly forgiven for it. Yeah. The Marasha on this Gemara points out something so simple I was embarrassed not to notice it. Now I should have thought of that myself. The Pasuk there in Tehillim chapter Kavrov Pasuk Beis says, "V'chonini, test me," says the Marasha. That's parallel to our Pasuk. "V'chanta libi," you examine my heart. Yeah, b'chonini, it's the same verb. B'chonini, he said, examine me. And here he says, yes, b'chanta libi, you examine my heart. Over there, he says, v'nasini, and test me. And the Marasha says, that's parallel to the phrase in our Pasuk, pokata tolailo, you examine me at night. And then the Pasuk there goes on in Tilim Kavav Pasuk Bey, says, tsarfa chiliosoi, examine or refine my innards, velibi. I'm going to get that pasuk again. Tzarfa chiliosai velibi. Refine my innards and my heart, says the Marasha. Well, that's parallel to that pasuk. Tzaraftani, same verb. In other words, the verbs are the same verbs. Tzaraftani, you refined me, parallel to exactly what David says there. Tzarfa chiliosai velibi, examine or refine my innards and my heart. So the Marasha just points out that this pasuk is an exact parallel of that pasuk. Yeah, Tehillim, chapter Kaf of Pasuk Beis. Yeah. Yeah? Here, you want to see it? It's that one. It's that one there. Yeah? Beis. Bachanini Hashem v'naseini. Yeah? V'naseini, test me as parallel to Pekadot Olayla. Test me at night. And Sarfa Chilvis Saiva Libi is parallel to Taraftani. Yeah? Yeah? Is that parallel? Now, this word Zamusi in our Pasuk is a very interesting word. Zamusi is, it means my thought. And of course, the Gemara in Sanhedrin there, Kuzayin, learns it to the word, relates it to the word Zamomo, which means a muzzle. So, I wish a muzzle had stopped me speaking. Mm-hmm. What's the connection of the word Zamusi and the word Zamomo? So the Art School Gemara came to my rescue here and points out something which, again, I should have noticed myself, namely that the word Zamusi has a dogish in the mem. Now, the dogish in the mem, in this mem, is representative of the fact that the root of the word is Zion Mem Mem.
Adim Zomim.
Exactly. Adim Zomim means Adim who think, who plot, right? They've plotted their whole story, right? So Zayin Mem Mem is the root. Now, very often in Hebrew, where the second and third root letter are the same, very often one of them disappears. And when it does disappear, the remaining one takes a dogish. Okay? And that's what's happened here. So that's why the Gemara is entitled to relate the word Zamusi to the word Zamomo with a double mem, which means a muzzle. Right? Zamusi. And I was trying, and I was trying to think of a parallel word, and as Baruch Hashem had some Hatzlacha. First of all, a pasuk, shame that Norm was not here, because I quote from his Bar Mitzvah Sedra, Hazinu, chapter Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Aleph, Im Shanosi Barak Chaubi. When I sharpen the flash of my sword. It's talking about punishing enemies of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Im Shanosi. Now that word Shanosi, here we are, that word Shanosi has a dogish in the Nun. And indeed comes from that root, Shin Nun Nun. Again with a double second letter, where the second letter of the root is doubled over. If you look in Rashi on that pasuk, Im Shanosi Barak Chaubi, Rashi says, Im Ashamein, if when I sharpen Es Lahav Chaubi, the sharpness of, or the flash of my sword. Yeah? So Shanosi is an exact parallel, it's got exactly the same pattern as Zamosi. The vowels are identical. Yeah? Shanosi. Im Shanosi, with a nun. Shanosi, double, and the root is Shin Nun Nun, which means to be sharp.
To be sharp.
Yeah? That's why the word for a tooth is shame.
Oh, right. Yeah?
Because it comes to the root, shin nun nun, which means to be sharp. So there's a missing nun, and it's replaced by a dogish in the remaining nun. Shan no si has got a dogish in the nun. Yeah? Like here, zamosi. Likewise, and then of course, the amazing thing is we've got a pasuk which we just said in Hallel this morning. Let me get this, where's it gone? Hallel, here we are. In Hallel, it's Tehillim chapter Kuf Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Let me share this to you. Here, Kuf Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph Yud Beis. You recognize it straight away. We just said it this morning. Hallel. Where is it? Kuf Yud Aleph. Here we are. Sabuni Gam Savavuni. They surround me. B'Shem Hashem, in the name of God, Ki Amilam, I will crush them, the enemies. Yeah? Sabuni. The root is samach veis veis, like the word soviv, to around. So now that word sabuni has got a dogish in the veis, which makes it a base.
Yeah.
And it's a similar idea. So the root has got this double second letter, samach veis veis. It's similar, which is gone. Which is therefore the remaining one gets a dogish, sabuni. Yeah? Sabuni chidverim, the next pasuk, sabuni chidverim, they surround me like bees. Yeah, exactly. So my enemies surround me like bees. So that's what we have here. So therefore, the word zamosi comes from Zayin Mem Mem. Hence, the Gemara can relate it to Zamomo a muzzle. Okay? How was it?
Just one thing that struck me. Also that, when he saw Bathsheba, didn't he say, my test has arrived?
Amazing.
That's struck him. Amazing. I mean, my test is here.
There's a medrash which
says, when I see a woman washing her hair in the middle of nowhere.
This is my test. This is going to be my test.
Is it obvious?
Yeah. Especially as the Gemara says it was miyad straight away. Yeah. Why on earth should he realize?
In fact, his wife. be so tempted
yeah,
by her.
Yeah, yeah, why didn't, her, yeah. Why didn't he realize? I don't know. But we do know that the other Medrashim do say, and I think I saw this in the Medrash Shecha Tov, it's not actually in that Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin, but it is in the Medrash Shecha Tov, which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, you're asking me for a test, I'll give you a test, but I'm telling you now, you will fail.
Yeah.
And we saw later, and we saw how the Gemara, last week we learned the Gemara just before this piece, which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engineered the whole thing, that he should fail, so that he'll do teshuva, so that Klal Yisrael can learn that, that a human being can do teshuva. In other words, it's all...
That, it was commonplace in those days, when men went out to fight, and women, and they gave their wives a divorce, that a woman would, a man would marry another woman, that woman?
No, definitely not. Because, definitely not, I'm sure not. Because there's machlokes in the Gemara how that divorce worked. Some learn that I think Rashi learns, that the divorce was conditional upon his return. As we said, no, as and when he would return, then the divorce would take effect retroactively.
How do you know when he was so much in 5 years' time?
I'm sorry, I got that completely wrong. When he would not return, then the divorce would work retroactively from the time that he left, while Tosus learns that it was a proper get to be valid then and then.
It must be, because if he was taken captive, and he returned after 5 years, or what he means to escape, she would have remarried.
Yeah,
you've got the same problem.
Yeah.
It could be Mazarin.
Yeah.
It could be Mazarin.
Yeah.
This is a
Hilchus Gittin.
There was no time limit.
So it was
a divorce.
Yeah. I believe, as far as I remember, I'm really working off my memory here, but that's how Tosfos learns. It was 100% get. It was a get to.
The sin that David committed. Wasn't taking her in that sense. It was sending her ex-husband to be with her that night after he'd been with her.
It was, I don't think it was on that night. I mean, it definitely wasn't that night, because Dovid did it only after she discovered she was pregnant.
But subsequently, to tell him to go back to her, that was the hit.
We've mentioned this on each one of the previous shurim, and it's really odd why he could tell her to go back.
That was his mistake, in giving vent to his lusts, because that could have happened, others could have done that.
Yeah.
But to tell the husband to go back to the wife,
after he had relations with her.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
I'll ask another simple kasha, and these are such big questions. I mean, another simple kasha is in the early stages of the pregnancy, Bior is medically ill-advised, and the Gemara itself says so.
Early stages of pregnancy,
first 3 months. No, once she's pregnant, no, she should not have BR. No. So, very odd then that he sends the husband back to her when she's pregnant. Well, we can't say it's not Avera. The Gemara says no Avera.
Mistake, then.
Very hard. We really don't know. We're little people.
We don't really fathom what's going on here.
Absolutely. Good.
If he's going to fail, he's just going to put our finger into what he failed.
Yeah.
So what he failed was just obvious. To us, it was an obvious failure.
Yeah.
Not being with her, but sending her home. That's the failure.
Okay, let's move on. The Ibn Ezra learns on this pasuk. The Ibn Ezra learns, "Bachanta libi pokata talayla." What's this idea of night time? He says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you visited me at night time when I'm alone. When I'm totally alone, then that is when I'm alone from other people. That's when you test me. You test me, visit me, punish me. Different pshatim on this word, pokata." But he learns it's at night time when I'm alone. And then the Ibn Ezra learns totally different from the Gemara and totally different from Rashi. Val timtza, so aftani, you find me, val timtza, you don't find. Rashi learns, you don't find anything good in me. The Ibn Ezra says, you don't find anything bad in me. The exact opposite. Yeah, complete opposite shot. He's saying that You don't find any pasul in me. You don't find any mum in me. I'm a good person. You've tested me. I passed the tests. Now the Ibn Ezra is not learning this pasuk as the Gemara Darshan did. The Ibn Ezra very often will give a pashup shat in pasuk without saying over the pshatim brought by Chazal, the drashas of Chazal. So the Ibn Ezra mentions the pshat simply. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, deal with me kindly because you've tested me and I passed. And it's, you give me many tests, and it's not, and of course it's nothing not related to the test of Bathsheba. You give me tests, and I pass them. So therefore, deal with me kindly. So Val Timtza means you don't find anything bad in me. That's how he learns. And then the Ibn Ezra says a very interesting shout. Zamosi Balya Avor Pi, my thoughts shall not cross my lips. Now, says the Ibn Ezra, that word Ya'avar has a totally different shot. He quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, and it's chapter Ches, pasuk Kaftes. Let me show you the pasuk in Mishlei. Ches Kaftes is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu having set the world or created the world with everything in its right place. Says the pasuk in, it's Mishlei Ches Kaftes. Basumo layom chuko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets the sea in its right place. Chuko, according to its law. Now, the oceans must be here. Umayim lo ya'avufiv. And the water, that's water in the world, oceans, do not transgress his mouth.
Yeah.
They don't go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wishes. Water in the world stays where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. That's in this process. But Chuko Moste Oretz, with through his law, he establishes the foundations of the world. So this pasuk in Mishlei is basically saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set the world up, created the world, and everything has its right place, and it never goes against what the laws of nature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has implanted within the world. Okay? So the quote
here... Hashem commands.
Decreed it. Exactly. Wow, I'm amazed you said that because Rashi, absolutely, Rashi on this pasuk learns that it's reference to the Yamsuf. Which is what that pasuk is about. Yes, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets the Yamsuf in position, but also at the time of creation decreed that the Yamsuf should split at a particular moment. Yeah?
Yosef, nothing to do with Yosef.
Yeah, the Ma Ro'o Hayom. What did the sea see? That it should split. And the Gemara learns in Sota, it's still the coffin of Yosef. I'm going to show you Yosef. And that's a split to Yosef, exactly. Yeah. Very good, huh?
Joseph conquered his temptation.
Yeah.
The Potiphar.
That's it, right.
And if you conquer your natural inclinations, I'll conquer my inclination not to split.
That's it. Oh, I didn't realise. So Yosef did something out of the ordinary.
You wanted the Potiphar, you didn't go
his wife,
therefore, I simply the water should not split, and I will split in honour of Yosef HaTzadik, who controlled himself.
Very good. Shkaich. Oh, very good. So this pasuk here in Mishlei, chapter Ches pasuk Kaftes, or Ma'im lo ya'avrufiv, water does not go against the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It stays where it's put. Says the Ibn Ezra, that's the pshat in our pasuk, Zamosi bal yavar pi, my thoughts will not go against my mouth. Meaning, when I say what I think and I think what I say. I'm not one of these people who is echod bepeh ve echod belev, who says something very nice while thinking something very nasty. Yeah? This is it says David, I'm not like that. I'm a genuine person. I speak pleasantly and I think pleasantly. So Zamosi, my thoughts don't go against what my mouth says. You can get some people who might speak very nicely, speak well of a person, but think horrible thoughts about them. Two-faced, thank you very much. A two-faced person, A two-faced person. So David says, I'm not like that.
And they say, what a wonderful panosa you've got. And really they think, well, you know.
Two-faced. So David says, I'm not like that. Zamosi, my thoughts, they don't contradict my mouth. I say what I think, and I think what I say. I'm not.
You've got to be careful there too, and not always say what you think.
I'm not medaber echad b'pev echad b'leiv. You know, one thing in the heart, one thing in my mouth. Yeah, good. Now, a very interesting thing here is brought, a mystery. I want to show you a mystery, and I do not know the resolution of this mystery. The mystery is brought by the Minchas Shai. The Minchas Shai points out that this word in our pasuk, Zamosi, appears elsewhere in Tanakh. It appears in Yirmiyah, chapter Dalad, pasuk Kaf Ches. Let me show you the pasuk. Al Zos Te'eval Ha'oretz, for this, the lands will be in mourning. V'kadru hashamayim mimo'al, and the heavens will darken over from above. Why? Al, because ki dibarti zamosi, I have spoken my thoughts, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo nichamti, and I'm not going to change my mind. V'lo ashuv mimena, and I'm not going to go back on it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've decreed to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, and I'm not going back on that. Yeah? Now they're looking at possibly there. Ki debarti zamosi. I've spoken my thoughts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've spoken my thoughts. No need to destroy the Yerushalayim, destroy the Beit Hamikdash, and I'm not going back on it. Now the Minchas Shai points out that although it's the same word, zamosi, debarti zamosi, I've spoken my thoughts, identical word, there in Yirmiyah, the accent is on the mem. Zamosi. Ki debarati zamosi. You can see the Nagina is on top of the mem. Yeah? Well, here in. The mem is the accent. The mem is the accented syllable. Correct. Zamosi. While here in our posuk, the accent is actually on the soft. Zamosi.
Yeah, there's a little dot above the soft.
Have you?
Yes.
That's it. That's the Nagina. The Nagina goes on the soft. Yeah? So although it's Zamosi, exactly, it's the same word with a different accent. Mm. And I do not know why. The Minchas Shai doesn't give a reason, or if he does give a reason, I don't understand it. But it's just interesting to note that it's an identical word with a different accentation.
Yeah, yeah. One on the mem, one on the soft.
Exactly. Yeah. Good. Okay. Now the Malbim learns this last phrase of Zamosi Bali Avarpi. He says, "My thoughts. I'll never think something that will not be suitable to come out of my mouth." Very similar to what we said earlier, the Pshat in Ibn Ezra, that I'm not two-faced, and I speak what I think, and I think what I say, I'm not two-faced about it. So the Malbim's got... So the Pshat in the Malbim is that Zamosi Balia Avarpi, I never thought anything that I was not prepared to express verbally. Which is a very similar idea to what we learned earlier, that I was not medabecha befevecha beleif, but I never thought anything that I wouldn't be prepared to also say. That's how the Malbim learns. The Alkut Miram Lois extends that and refers back to the beginning of the chapter, Pasuk Aleph, where he says, you see from this, exactly as David says in Pasuk Aleph, belosifse mirma, without lips of deceit. I don't have lips of deceit, not that I say something that I don't fully intend or that I don't really mean. I'm not a person who says things with deceit. That's how the Malbim knows the Pshat. The Rabbi Shaya from Turin in the Tosfos Rid, he explains that what's this idea of Laila? Here he says, Parkadata Laila, you examine me at night. So Tosfos Rid learns, even by night. Says even you've examined me even at the night. So I'm not quite sure what that means, but he learns the word Lido as being even during the night. The Al Sheikh relates this idea of David and Bathsheba, and he points out that David would never, that the whole Maaseh of David and Bathsheba could have been kept very much under wraps, could have been kept absolutely quiet, if only Bathsheba had never become pregnant. But because Bathsheba became pregnant, therefore the whole thing was blown out into the open and caused something of a chilul Hashem. I hope I've got this al-shikh right. It's a very long piece of al-shikh, but this is a small section of it. And he quotes the Gemara in Nidah, and it's on Daf Tezayin on the base, where the Gemara brings in the name of Rab Chanina Bar Papa, where the Gemara says Rab Chanina Bar Papa explains, the Dorish Rab Chanina Bar Papa, Osa Malach Hamamuna Al Hahiroyan Laila Shemo. there's a malach who's appointed over pregnancies, and the name of that malach is Laila. That's the name of the malach, Laila. So he says, that's pshat here in our pasuk where it says, Parkadato Laila. You've examined me, Laila, by making Bathsheba pregnant, and therefore the whole thing got blown out into the open. That's how the Al-Sheikh, that's one small point that the Al-Sheikh brings. Most of it I didn't understand. Rabbi Avram ben Ramoch. Rabbi Avram ben Ramoch, yeah, another sefer found and bought for me by my amazing son Yaakov Chaim. Rabbi Avram ben Ramoch, he lived in Spain, I think in Spain, in the early 1400s. He explains a whole new pshat on the pasuk. He says the pasuk is not necessarily referring to David and Bathsheba, whole new pshat. The pasuk is referring to the occasion when David came across Shaul and Shaul's army, in particular together with Avner, and had an opportunity to kill Shaul and refused to do so. It's the whole story is recorded in Shmuel Aleph Pe'ek Kaf Vav, and here, and what did David do? He wanted to show Shaul that he had an opportunity to kill, that he had an opportunity of killing Shaul and had not done so. And what did he do? He took Shaul's spear and also a jug of water. And that was, if you like, a simon. I could have killed you and I didn't. And Rabbi Avraham ben Ramach learns as follows. He says that you tested me. Let's find this. There's a pasuk. Here, Libi, you tested me. You gave me a test. Would I or would I not kill Shaul? Pokada Talaila. Similarly, you tested me, you examined me at night. Would I kill Shaul or not? And Saftani, and you, again, you refined me, or in another expression of testing me, Val Timsa, you didn't find anything bad in me. I could have killed Shaul. I had every opportunity to do so, and I didn't. And then he learns as follows. In fact, he says, Val Timtza, you will never find. David turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, you'll never find a man like me, a man who has an opportunity to kill his enemy and yet does not do so. And Zamosi, the person continuing, Zamosi, even if it had crossed my mind to kill Shaul, Balya Avar Pi, it would never have crossed my mouth to say, to express an intention to do that, and therefore Kavuchim, of course, I never ever came to do it. So that's, he says, Zamosi, even if I would have had a thought, a machshava of killing Shaul, I would never have done so. I would never have even spoken about it, Kavuchim, I would never have done it. And with this, he learns that this is the idea of Valtim, so you won't find a man like me. And David, as part of his tzidla, he's extolling his own virtues, which is a bit strange, but he's saying, Valtim, so you'll never find a man who has an opportunity to kill his enemies, and yet does not do so. That's how Rabbi Avraham ben Ramoch learns. Just an interesting thing on this of Pokadator. It's just such a strange shoresh. Pokadator, Pekuf Dalad. Because it has such a variety of meanings. The shoresh Pekuf Dalad can mean to punish. For example, Pasuk in Shemos, chapter Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Dalad, Vyom Pokti. Pokdi ufokadati alehem chatosam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, after the Egel, when that day when I have to punish Klal Yisrael for something, I'll add a little bit to the punishment due to the Egel. So Pekuf Dalad can mean to punish, and our pasuk can also mean to check. It can mean to visit someone. It can mean to count. The Yif code, I think it's brought in the Torah, I can't remember where, to count. Can mean to count. It can mean to appoint someone. And in Lashon Chazal, it can also mean to deposit, a pigodin, a bal pigodin, the person to leave an item, to deposit an item with someone. It has a whole variety of meanings.
Can it not also mean to remember?
Yes, of course. Hey, I didn't put that in here. I forgot to write down remember. Yeah? Yeah, sure. Vashem pokades orakasha or more. Yeah. Yeah, thank you for that. Okay. The Mossad Rav Kook Sefer learns that the here in our pasuk Pokadot Halayla is an expression of punishment. It means to punish. And again, Seraftani is an expression of purifying through pain. And David HaMelech is saying, you've punished me. You've given me so many punishments, and you've given me so many yisurim, and nonetheless, Zamosi Balyavarpi, I've never expressed any. Any objection to that? You've punished me time and time again. In fact, he says, "Pakadot Halayla, because a person feels their punishments, their pain, a person's in physical pain, they feel that pain more during the night time than any other time. And that's similar to Pasuk in Eicha. That Laila is a time more for crying, one feels the pain more at night time. And Bakata Laila says, you punish me, Pei Kuftalid, meaning in our Pasuk to punish, that's how our Sadrav Cook learns. And I felt the pain more, even more so during the night time, and nevertheless, I've never expressed any tyromess, I've never complained about my pain that I've had to suffer.
Sometimes you find Laila, that it means in a night-like fashion.
No, absolutely. If I compare Laila, it's but yeah, that's it. Okay, and one last thing here, from the Alkus HaMochiri, a sefer which I inherited from Rabbi Kupa Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Yalkut HaMochiri brings a medrash here that, quoting the pasuk we spoke about earlier from Perek Kavov, pasuk Beis, where David, the pasuk about where David invites the test, B'chonini Hashem V'naseini, test me Hashem, we've spoken about that. And he quotes the pasuk. He says, "B'chanini k'Avraham, test me like Avraham." Shenem avale kim nisos Avraham. Hashem tested Avraham from Bereishis Kaf Peis pasuk Aleph, and Avraham stood the test and passed the test with flying colors. So test me in a similar way. Likewise, v'naseini from that pasuk in Kavov, chapter Kavov, pasuk Beis, v'naseini ki Yisrael, test me like Yisrael, but Omad b'Sheni. He also he also withstood the test and did extremely well. And Sarfa Chilyosoi, which is that pasuk then in chapter Kafov pasuk Beis, Sarfa Chilyosoi, purify my innards, and he says, purify me like Yosef, like you gave Yosef the test of Eishes Potifar, and again he passed the test as well. And that was David's request before the test came along. Our pasuk here, says this medrash in the Yalkut HaMochiri, our pasuk here is either after the test or during the test, where our pasuk says, Bachanta Libi, where David is saying, I can't possibly cope with the test. Now that I'm facing it, I can't cope with it. And he says, In Bikach Lisbo, I don't have the kach to withstand the test, but Vakosha Memcha, I beg of you, Hokel Me'olai. Make it a bit easier for me, lighten it for me. Shene Emar, and our pasuk, Bachanta Libi, Pokadata Laila, Sraftani Valtimtsa. I'm not quite sure how this medrash derives from our pasuk that David says, I can't cope with the test, and therefore Hokem Alai, make it lighter for me. Maybe it's because he's saying, Valtimtsa, you will not find. Please don't look. Don't search me. Don't purify me. Don't test me. Maybe that's what it means. I'm not quite sure. At any rate, the Medrash in this Yalkut HaMochiri learns from our pasuk that before the test he says, "B'chaneni Hashem v'naseini," and so for chilusoi, please inviting the test. Now, when it actually comes to it, he says, "I can't cope." Im bikach lispo, b'vakosha mimcha, hokel me'olai, make it lighter for me.